Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily, my darlings, and happy Wednesday. It's halfway point of the week. It's hump day today. Every Wednesday, we meditate on the show. And today, I want to invite just a little more presence into the area of the breath.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Wherever you're at, find a comfortable seat. If you want to close your eyes, you close your eyes. And take a full breath in. Just breathing in through the nose. Inhale, inhale, inhale. Hold the breath for a moment. And then open the mouth. Exhale it out. Oh, let's do that two more times. Breathing in through the nose. Full deep breath in. Hold at the top when you get there. And now open up and let go. One more time, deepest breath of the day. We inhale in through the nose, fill up all the way to the very top. Hold the breath at the top. Open mouth. Exhale it out. From there, bring your breath back in through the nose. And take a few moments here to really notice and explore the length of the breath in as you inhale. And the length of the breath out as you exhale. So let the breath return to a fairly neutral place. So without trying to deepen or shift or change, just your regular natural breath, the breath that you are arriving to this moment with. And notice how long and how much space you have for the breath in. And then notice exactly how long and how much space you have around the breath out. And just get a little bit curious there around the balance between the breath in and the breath out. Are these two sides of your breath, do they feel the same today or the way you are in this moment? Do they feel equally long? Do you sense a similar kind of energy with the inhale and the exhale? Can you notice a sense of balance between the two sides of the breath? So just notice, just get a little bit curious here around the workings of the inhale and the workings of the exhale. It's really common that we have one side of the breath be a little bit longer than the other. So just notice if that's true for you. And of course, the breath changes all throughout the day and the breath changes from week to week. The breath changes depending on how we are doing and what we are going through. So just notice right now, which side of the breath, the inhale or the exhale, is longer than the other? Do you sense that one of the sides of the breath is arriving with a little more ease? And is there one part of the breath that feels maybe a little shorter or a little more restricted? Just notice. Now, it doesn't have to be the case. Maybe you feel like you have a perfect balance between the breath in and the breath out, and the energy of the inviting in and the energy of letting go, the breath in and the breath out. Maybe it's exactly the same for you in this moment. But just notice, chances are that you have more energy present naturally in your body in one of these areas of the breath. Oftentimes, we find ourselves inhaling more or inhaling longer or inhaling with more ease than we exhale, or the other way around. So notice what is true for you. For me in this moment, I can sense the breath in just feels a little bit easier. And as I breathe out, it's a little bit shorter, that exhale, just a tiny bit, barely noticeable. But when I get really present with the breath, I can notice that often inside of myself. And for you, it could be the other way around, that the exhale comes with more ease and it feels longer, and that your breath in feels a little bit restricted at times. So the breath in, of course, relates to how we invite things into our lives. That open door of bringing what we need and bringing what we want into our space, inviting in. And the breath out relates to our ability to say goodbye, to let go, to become totally empty again after we've filled up. So it relates intricately to our ability to hold on and let go. And just notice for you in this moment, maybe the breath is starting to slow down even more just as you're listening to these words. You're breathing in through the nose and you're breathing out through the nose. Let all of your focus remain on the breath. Sense the quality and the energy of the breath in, and sense the quality and the energy of the breath out. And continue just like that, breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. And from this moment on, just for this practice, see if you can invite and make space for a little bit more balance. And it might mean you need to control the breath. You need to actually make that exhale a little bit longer than it naturally is. Maybe it involves more space and time for the breath in. Start to make little shifts within the breath until you arrive at a full circular cycle of breath that feels balanced, where the breath in is just as long as the breath out, where the breath out is just as long as the breath in. And let's take a few moments, just the way we are right now, focusing on our own breath, breathing in, inviting in, breathing out, letting go. Noticing also what is happening in the rest of the body as you focus this intently on the breath. Maybe your mind's quieting just a little bit. You might sense a bit of grounding happening in the body. Your shoulders drop a little bit. Your heart softens. Belly expands and contracts. Staying here, lingering in this space, here, now. Now, of course, you can stay here as long as you like, just aiming for that balance of the breath in and the breath out, and also noticing anything that is stirred inside of you by contemplating any difference there between the depth of the breath and what that means, what that says about your life in this moment. Have a beautiful rest of the day. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.